like it is in this year, Bullock, begin reading like Hachana to the 3 weeks. Next week is the 3 weeks. So there must be something that's Limud Zchus and Klal Yisrael as a Hachana for the 3 weeks. 3 weeks is Zman of Peronius, Zman of Kitrugim, the Tammuz and Av, the Chodoshim of Esav, Tammuz and Av, the Chodoshim of Esav, Esav is the Amalek, the Mekatrim. So the Shabbos before must be a Refuah, Kodem and Makkah, Parshas Balak, Yisiv Kepshute, the Parshas Balak has Gros Inyonim of the Hibit Oven Be Yaakov, Yisiv Beferish from the Parsha, that it's an Inyon of Limud. Limud Sanigoria on Klal Yisrael. Limud Sanigoria of Klal Yisrael. So to look into the parasha. So first of all, I'm saying there's a lot of horrors, but once normally we ask a lot of kashas. I think this week it's better because it's the actual yisod. It's not a difficult yisod, but it's worth spending more time on that. Answer the kashas before we without asking. I mean the kashas that are boiled over here is bechalal. Rashi already asks it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give nevuah to a goy? Im toime Rashi alayim frey dekasha. Nima hishra kodesh baruch hashchinosa al goy rosha. Bechlal, we have to understand also what's the shorish inyan to curse Klal Yisrael, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ki borachim, where's the shorish of brocha and klala that come out over here? And also this is the whole Indian, the sugi at the back at the end of Bilam was Matzliach in the end. Vaitzomid Yisrael Baal Pa'or. Strange Lashon. Vaitzomid Yisrael Baal Pa'or. Lashon Vaitzomid. What's the connection of Znus with Avodah Zorah? He got them together, Bishas, the Znus, because Yitzra took from him. He got them to be Oyed Avodah Zorah. And there was, Betzim, he was very Matzliach over here, Bilam. So you see over here at least what his Sheifas were, what his Ashkofas were, what his Sheifas were. Chazal also say that there's a Shaykhaz of Amalek. Svarma Kadoshim say that Bilam and Balak, the final two letters of Bilam and Balak, make Amalek. Bilam is Ayn Lam, Ayn Mem, and Balak is Lamed Kuf, makes Amalek. So you must see a Sherish over here of Amalek. The members are going to say Yesod, where, I don't know if I remember, there's a lot of Yesodis. In the Parsha, a lot of Rashis that are Muzbal Pidis Yesod. And the Yisod of the whole parasha of parashas, Bilam is Emes Bahakdoma with another kasha. The kasha, which is really the beginning of the Yisod of the Teretz, is that the first the Rashi, the beginning of Vayikra. So Rashi says the beginning. First Rashi Vayikra. The word Vayikra is a Loshon Kriya. The Loshon Kriya that Ben Shlom calls Loshon Chiba. Habel Neviya Umes Oilam. That the Nevi Omas Oilam, namely Bilam, Nigla Lein Beloshen Arai Vetuma, Shneema VeYiko Elakim El Bilam, VeYiko Elakim El Bilam is pasuk in this week's parasha. So right at the beginning of a Yikra Daf from Kodim Vissa, that to Moshe Rabbeinu the Ribbono Shlom calls Beloshen Chiba, and to Bilam Arosha the Ribbono Shlom calls Beloshen Arai, Beloshen VeYiko, Beloshen Arai Tuma Mikra Tuma. What's the shaychus to say VeYikra? It's supposed to be in Parshas Balak. It's a Bikim Bilam around over here. Very powerful, like a Kasha. It's Mamish, the first Rashi. The first Rashi. The Mepharshim say, not in this Rashi, the Mepharshim explain the Pshat is that Ben Shlom goes, Vayikar Lakim El Bilam. Moshe is what did Hashem? Hashem calls him to come in. So they say to the king, why does he go out to Bilam? Choref HaKed is giving more cover to Bilam. Going to Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu is calling you, come to me. What's more covered? When the Melech goes to you, Chari Bilam gets more covered. He says, no, forget. The Melech doesn't want to soil his paltrim shel Melech. So there's a Zov and a Metzoyra and a Chvaisa Betsua Daka Vevai. So there's a Balmum. Because the king doesn't want him to dirty his palace. So then the king goes to him. But somebody's got a Kriya Shel Chibor, the king's one, Ben calls him in. So Bilam is, the Baruch Shalom goes to Bilam. Don't come to me, I don't want you in my place. Fine and vile. What's it got to do with the beginning of Sefer Yikra? What's it got to do with the Avodah and the Torah and Korbanos? Kasha, Pasha, the Kasha. But the answer, the Torah over here is, and this is going to bring out the whole Yisod of Bilam, who Bilam really is. But the Yisod is that the difference between the Yid and the Goy is that even though Goyim sometimes do mitzvahs, and Yidin do Averis. So what's the chiluk is that the kedusha of the yid is a kedusha atzmi. It's a etzendik kedusha, And the Averis of Kalal Yisrael are all b'mikra. And by Goy, it's the opposite. The Tumah, that's his Etzem. And it's Machzach sometimes that he brings Kedusha. And from the Averis of Kalal Yisrael, as we'll see, but he has Kedusha sometimes. But the Kedusha from a Goy is only b'mikra. By a Yid, the Kedusha is the Etzem, and the Avera and the Tumah is b'mikra. For the Goy, the Tumah is the Etzem, and the Kedusha is the Mikra. That's why Be'etzem, how does the Goy get Kedusha? Goy gets Kedusha from the Netzoitzim that come from a Yid, which is Yedua. I mean, the whole Torah's Kabbalah is based on this. The Tumah Sakeri, Zer Levatala, the Chet, the Chet HaYedua, is a Chet that sends a Nitzitz of Kedusha over to the Goyim. But that Kedusha by the Goyim, it's not really theirs. They stole it from us. They're Boileite. You know, there's a pasuk by the Yerotzin over there, Chayil Bala Vayikienu. They swallow it. In other words, they take it. Is it theirs? No, they steal it. And there's a Chiv of a Heshiv. It's not theirs, Be'etzem. It's a Chiv of a Heshiv. They stole it. It belongs to us. The Mikre left us, and the Mikre went to them. That's why the Avera of Keri is called Keri, because it's Keri B'Losh HaMikre. The Goy shouldn't get too excited about his metziah that he chapped, because it's only b'mikra by him. And the Yid, Avad has to get Sebrochen, but he has to realize that there's no Yid, Chasu Shemasim B'miyayish, because he has to realize that it's called a Mikra Laila, the Torah calls it a Mikra Laila. That Nakuda, that Avera that gives Kedusha to the Goyim, the Goyim swallow Kedusha from the Yid, it's b'mikra, the Chet is b'mikra, the Tumah is b'mikra the Gabi the Yid, and the Kedusha that goes to a Goy is b'mikra the Gabi the Goy. That's why it's called Tumas Keri. It's a big Yisod. By Amalek, it says Ashakorcha. Amalek is Ashakorcha. In other words, the clip of Amalek is the clipper that he wants to show that he's got Kedusha Be'etzem and we've got Tumah B'mikra. And we got Tumah Be'etzem. Oh, but the vote is, no, Ashakorcha Baderech, that he's Machshalas with the Indian of Keri. He's Machshalas with the Indian of Keri. And the Pasuk is Metzaveach that any Machshal, you're going to be Machshal, Kalal Yisrael is always only going to be B'mikra by them. And any Kedusha that you're going to garner from us is always going to be, you're going to take from us is always going to be b'mikra by you. But eventually the Kedusha is going to come back to us, and the Tumah is going to go back to you. Not going into it now, that's the Sod of the Sod Hashem and Sod HaZazel. That all Esau's mitzvahs come from us, and all our Averas come from him. And then we send it back. In other words, Yom Kippur decides what's Be'etzim. There's no Mikras anymore in Yom Kippur. Whatever was b'mikra goes back to its Shoresh. In other words, if it's b'mikra there, it means it really belongs somewhere else. It comes back. And whatever was b'mikra ba'as the tumah, the averus, they go back to be'etzem where they are. Yom Kippur is a day which is megala the etzem, because Yom Kippur is the bechina of Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos is the kedusha's kvi v'kaima. Shabbos puts things in perspective. Puts things in perspective means that brings the kedusha back to us and puts the tumah back to them. So that's the klal, and that's the yesoid adova, yesoid atik yomim. That Yidin, the Kedusha is Be'etzem, and the Tumah is Be'mikra. And the Goy, the Tumah is Be'etzem, and the Kedusha is Be'mikra. Where do you see, and how is Kalal Yisrael Moichiach, that even though there's sometimes Tumah Ba'as, it's only Be'mikra, but the Kedusha is Be'kriyas. And how by the Goy do you see Faket? The answer is, watch a Yid go down into the Olam HaTumah. When a Yid goes down to the Olam HaTumah, there's a Gemara, it's a Chazal, that says, I can't remember the whole Chazal, Ganav Apum Machtarta, even when the Ganav is tunneling his way into somebody's house to steal, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be Matzliach. Svarim bring down that. In other words, that even when he's in the midst of the Tumah, where is he Be'etzim? Who's he connected to? Be'etzim is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to go as far as that. Any Dover Rishus, when Yid, a Dover Rishus is something that's got no, hasn't got any Be'etzim, is Galus to Kedusha. But when Yid goes into a Dover Rishus, he finds Kedusha over there. Because somebody's Kodesh, somebody's Oduk, somebody who's clinging to Kedusha, so even when you put him in a place where there's no Kedusha, he'll find Kedusha. Noch Tifa, even when a Yid goes down to a place which is not only a Rishus, but even if he goes down into a place where it's Mamish, into a place of Klipper, into a place of Avera, into a place of Tumah, even there he'll be Megala Kedusha. That's already a very big Sod. That's really the Sod of the Hizbet says Ma'arech, and that's Be'emes the Sod of Mashiach. The Sod of Mashiach is that the Kedusha is Be'etzem, that Yid lives with the Rebbein Shalom of Be'etzem. That's the Sod of Mashiach that comes from Yehuda. That even B'Sha'as Yerida, a Yid is still clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sod of Yehuda, and that's where Mashiach comes out from. Yehuda's got the shame Yudke Vovke in his name. It's Be'etzem. Yehuda lives with Yudke Vovke. In Vayeshev, after the Mechiras Yosef, it says Vayered Yehuda Me'alochiv. Hey, Psachona Yerida by Yehuda. And what happens with that Yerida is a story with Yehuda and Toma. It's a story with a Zoyna. And Yehuda thought she was a Zoyna, Vayev, yeah, and read the Psukim, and it's Shreklich. It's Mamish going into the Mokar of Purpose, being Mazana with a Zoyna. Yehuda being Mazana with a Zoyna. And Yehuda's Megalev from there, the whole Sodom Mashiach. And the Be'etzim, it turns out that it was Mitzvah Yibum Go, like the Rishonim Amarech. There's a Mitzvah Yibum. In other words, that is the Sugi of Mashiach. That's the Sod of Mashiach. The Sod of Mashiach is that even when a Yid is Vayered Yehuda, even when a Yid is Yored, but you know what he'll find over there? He's so adut to the Rabbanu Shalom, then he'll find Kedusha. He'll find that. How does that work? That's the Sod of Mashiach. And the Izbitz is Marech. But it's a very big Sugi, but that's the Sod of Mashiach. That's the Sod. And that's why over there, it's also Megala, this whole story there with Yehuda and Tomo, was Megala, the son of Keteres, Vatikshar Shani, right, when the babies were born, and when Zorach was born, and says he stuck his hand out, Vatikshar Shani, and we've discussed it so many times, that the Tower of the Munkus, on Vatikshar is a Keteres, which there's the Shurish of Keteres. Keteres is a Chelbana, Chelbana's got a bad smell, it's a Poisha Yisrael, the Gemara says increases. We have to be Mitzarev, the Poisha Yisrael, to the Tefillah. A tefillah is a davar shebekdusha, minyan, to tzarif to a minyan is a davar shebekdusha, kol davar shebekdusha tzarif hasara, a minyan is a davar shebekdusha. And you have to be mitzarif the poishi Yisrael, because Yehuda and Toma and that maisa were megala, that even a maisa pesha, the sod, the yid is davar to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you have to, from there you learn out, they have to be mitzarif the poishi Yisrael b'tfilosim. And there you learn out the Sod of Keteres. The Sod of Keteres is that even the Yid is a Peshe, he's still Dabak to the Rabbanu Shalom, and therefore, Hare Aminin, you need it, it's a Dabak to Bekdusha. He's still Dabak to Bekdusha. How do you know? That's the Sod of Mashiach, Daf Nish Vashtein. We have a parish of Yehuda and Toma, Yehuda's Yudke Vovke, even Vayer Yehuda Me'alochet, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, he looks like a Maisa Pesha, so, Yumamin and Tarshav Iksava called upon him, so Hazoshtet and Tarshav Iksav. From there is the Sodok, that's where the Sodok Keteres comes from. Sodok Keteres is the Sodok, the Chelben is Shaykh to the Kedusha. The Poishi Yisrael is Shaykh to Kedusha. And Adar Abba, Chazal say already, Binigla, Chazal say already, the human Tzarefim, you'll bring out his Kedusha. He's got Kedusha, you'll bring out his Kedusha. He's Shaykh to a Dovah Shabbat Asari, Shaykh to a Minyan, Shaykh to the Bechinus Minyan. That's the Sodom Shiach, but that's the Sodom Yehuda, that's the Sodom Malchus. Dovna Melech comes out of there. Dovna Melech was, the Yeridus, the Mais of Batsheva. But why did he have the Yeridus? Says the Gemara of the Zohar, Lahor is Derech Tshuva. So he went out, he went down into Mais of Pesha, Kelu, but he brought out of there Koyach of Tshuva. Every Yid that has a Yerida, every Yid that has a Chet, can learn out from there that if he does Tshuva, he can be Mahapech, he can be Gala, that he was in with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why we say so many times that the Yid, when he goes far from Rabbeinu Shalom, it makes him call out more to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He feels suddenly the Merachakim. And the Richuk makes him feel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, Gufa in the Yerida, in the Pesha, in the Yerida, he's calling out to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, that's the Simon that he's Oduk to Kedusha, that he's Dovuk to Kedusha. When you put him in the opposite, and there he comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the Simon that he's Dovuk to Kedusha. When he's in a Gewaltiger Matzev, not a Simon that he's Dovuk to Kedusha. It's the Chitzoynistik HaShpah that's Mashrek Kedusha on him. But when he's in a Mokka, mother of Klippa and Tuma, and he calls out and he's Oduk to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the Simon that he's Dovuk to Kedusha. That's the Sod of Yehuda, and that's the Sod of David, and that's the Sod of Mashiach, David Malka Mashiach. Rus was Zoycha to be the Imo Shal Malchus of David HaMelech, because Rus, she told Nomi, Vashitomus, Omus, Vashitolin, Tolin, Techil, Telech, Telchi, I'm Oduk, I'm clinging to you. Nomi says it's a bad matzav, and she can't get a matzav, it's a chutzlo, it's midas of dinis, it's against us. I'm Oduk, finished. The more you marchik me, the more I'm clinging to you. Otazai, that's the Sod of Mashiach. That's the Sod of David Malka Mashiach. That's the Sod of every Yid. That's the Sod of every Yid. That's Megala, that the whole chet that was Arum and Arum was only a mikra. Clear? So by Goy, it's mamish the opposite. Put him in the gres to Kedusha. Give him Nevuah. And what's the Loshon of Rashi? Vim Toima. If we would have had Nevi'im, if we would have had Ashra of Kedusha, Chazarna Lemutiv, no Hamed and Nevi'im, they impart to get the Oilam, Shutchilik Dun Barroyas, and then Nasan Lem Eitzel Havka Atzman Lazinus. What's they doing, Rashi? They doing Rashi as a goy that happened there. You mash the biggest Kedusha onto him. And in that Kedusha, his whole Machshav is going to be Latuma. Other Abba, they had their lines where they had their red lines where they didn't go beyond, and he took with his moedik koich that he had the koich of nevuah, and he went low and low in it, and he used it as nus. So what do you see? So you see mamish the dova vipuchei by the yid legem arayin and a mais of znus, you'll find the mitzvah of yibum by the goy be mashra the gester nevuanim. Lekom Yisrael kamoisha, kam b'moisha lekom, avul b'omus ha'olam kom. He had the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and what was he busy with that nevuah? He's busy with nus. That's mamish the moshel of Chazal ki'ilu, that you decorate a pig, you decorate a chazir, and he'll just roll over in the ashba. The Gemara says that's no point decorating a chazir, because he'll go back to the zevel, and he'll roll over in the zevel. Sigazent, you need tissue. So that's mamish the dover vipuche. That's the sod of the nevuah that we see in this week's parasha of Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Esach Yisrael. Yaakov is called Yaakov because Yodo Yechez is Ba'akev Esav, which means that Shaykh to Loilam Achet, he's got Shaykh to Esav, he's got Shaykh to Klippel. Oh, but that's Oyalecha, that's Arai. Even if you find an Averla Beklal Yisrael, even if you find Averis Beklal Yisrael, that's only an oil, that's only an arai, it's not kavua, it's not their etzem. Mishkan Esecha, the Mishkan, the etzem, that's Yisrael, that's the Shem Yisrael, the Kedusha. Oh, so in the same way as we just said, that there's a Mizbeach HaKetores, and Mizbeach HaKetores, you brought up Ketores, and Ketores is Megala, this sod, Ketores is Megala, this sod. There's another Mizbeach in the Bissam English. Another Mizbeach is a Mizbeach HaChitzon, and that they were makrib all the korbanos. Two mizbechos that carry the same message. It's not the mizbech has one in you. Mizbech, we'll soon speak about the mizbechos of Bilam. Mizbech has one in you. It says the Helga Maharal in Gvuras Hashem. We quoted it before. Now, why can a yid bring a chatas and an osham and a goy can't? The dom and a dov is benitak a shalom. But a goy can't give a vishop, he can't wash off his chaton by bringing a chatas and osham. Says the Helga Maharal. The Maharal says this Lagabi the Bris Ben Absorim. Rakat Shpacha told everyone Vino to cut korbanos. And this is connected to Goyim, the Tzibur Leibos, connected to Klal Yisrael, B'schus HaKorbanos. B'mo Ha'idah Ki Yerishena, say Chazal, B'schus HaKorbanos. Says the Maral, because by Yayid, the Chet is only B'mikra. And therefore, if it's B'mikra, you can wash it off with the Korban. A Goy, the Chet is B'etzem. And if you can't wash it off with the Korban, like the Moshe we always give, a Yid is a white shirt with a black stain. Put it in the washing machine, the black stain goes off. The Goy is a black shirt. Put it with all the powder, it's going to stay black, because that's the shirt. You can take off a stain, because the stain is there by mikra. So what's the whole koyach of korbanos? The whole koyach of korbanos is to show that even if there was a chet, he brings up a chatas and marshal, even if there was a chet, but the chet you can, the bishop, you can wash it off by bringing up a korban. Why? Because the chet is only by mikra. The chet is only by mikra. But etzem layid is a gita. That's the whole yisod of korbanos. The goy can't bring up a korban. Because even if a goy has kedusha, you see what he does with the kedusha. So you see that the kedusha is the mikra, the etzem is nus, the etzem is arayas, the oraya. Because Ben Shalom gave him nevuah, and he schlepped it down to znus. Because he goes down to where he is, the etzem. But the yid's faket. That's why yid can bring a korban. So the whole inyan of korbanos is to be megala that al chatoim is b'mikra, and b'etzem we're good. And adarabba, we want kirva. So first of all, that we understand. Why the first pasuk of Vayikra talks about the difference of Vayikra and Vayokar, and that's good for the vod. Vayokar Elokim Bilam. Why does it say Vayokar? So he says the Rashi says that Loshon Tumah. Kunto was saying it's a Loshon Tumah, but it's a Loshon Mikra. Even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving him Hashra, see what he does with it, and then you'll see that it's only b'mikra. He didn't take the Hashra as of kedusha as his etzem. His etzem is all the other goyim is like that. Pasuk says in Parashas Vayishlach over there, at the end of Vayetze, that Yaakov and Lavan, Ahin and Ahe, that when they think of Lavan, Shav Limkoimoy. Vayashav Lavan Koimoy. He goes back to all his treif. when the inspiration is over, Yaakov's gone, Vayashav Lavan, he goes back to where he really is. Any Kedusha that he had was only the Mikra. Vayokoy Elokim El Bilam. It's Mikra. It's Mikra. The Kedusha, the Hashra is the Mikra. That's the pshat. The Bais HaMikdash, the Mishkan of Bais HaMikdash, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malkum Kavua. Bilam's not invited in there because his whole Kedusha is B'mikra. He doesn't belong in the Rebbein Shalom's permanent dwelling place. Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Yidin. Our Kedusha is Be'etzem. Bais HaMikdash is Megala, that the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is Be'etzem. So Mela, if Moshe Rabbeinu is called in, that represents, so that's Mamash L'Sherish, all Kabbonis, because that's what the Kabbonis are Megala, like the Maral says in Tzburis Hashem. It's a big sugya. Bilam is the Loshna Beilea. Quoted the Pasuk before, right? That's known to say in the Yiratzim, of the Makabits, all the clippers that went astray, all the Netzoits of Kedusha, I mean, that went astray. It's Chayil Dola Vaikilenu. It says in Kabbalah that the Bilam is the Lashon of Beilea. In other words, Bilam is the one that takes in the Kedusha. He's the channel that takes the Kedusha from the Yid into the Goyim. He's Beilea. The clip is called the Beilea Kedusha. And the Yid is Poigim Abris. The Kedusha, the Goy, the clipper is Beilea the clipper. He's Bilam, Lashon Beilea. He's Beilea the clipper. So any Kedusha, Lemaisa, that Goyim gets comes from him. He's a Ganav. He has to give it back at some point. But his whole vort is that he wants to show now the other, look, I've taken the Kedusha away from Klal Yisrael, so it's Mikra by them. Kedusha is Kavua by me. Other Abba, Tumah by me is not Kavua. Kedusha is Kavua. So what did that Rosh do? He builds Mizbechos, brings up lots of Korbanos. And Midrashim say over there that he says, I even brought up more. Why after that mitzvah? Because it's more than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He's trying to compete with Klal Yisrael's Korbanos. Tipish Abayla. Your whole head is in Znus. The Kedusha by you is B'mikra. Korban is Punt Faket. Korban is only for somebody whose Kedusha is B'etzem and his Tum is B'mikra. But that's what he's trying to do. He is trying to show, to be Megala, that he's got Kedusha B'etzem and Klal Yisrael has Tum B'etzem. And that's why he's got the koyach, the shitosoi, of bracha and klala. Where does bracha come from and where does klala come from? It's ein zach veisman. Vayvarach alekim, es yom ha-shvi, vaykadosh ha-yisrael. The kedusha of Shabbos is kviya v'kayma. Shabbos is the mokum where the kedusha is kavua. There you have bracha. Vayvarach alekim, es yom ha-shvi, vaykadosh ha-yisrael. Where the kedusha is not kavua v'kayma, then it's obvious, hepech ha-bracha is klala. The Bolak says to Bilam, you brought us all the Kedusha, you're the Belay of the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael. And the whole Sheifa of Bilam is to be Machiach, to be Mekatrig of Yidin Chas V'Shalom. That our Tumah is Kavua, and our Kedusha is Mikre Chas V'Shalom. Even though the Hepech, even though the Emes is Fakir. So made it, and he's the one who brings the Kedusha to him. And therefore, Bolak says to Bilam, I want you to curse Klal Yisrael. If it's shaykh that a klala can be chal on them, is nizgale that the kedusha is not kavua. Because bracha is only shaykh by yivorech lekim es yom ha-shvi by kadosh ha-yisrael. Because that by kadosh ha-yisrael is kviya v'kayma. And only then is shaykh bracha. So be'etzem yidin, the yidin is a gebench the nation. Because our kedusha is be'etzem. They're shaykh to oru. The nochash lived in Gan Eden. With all the hashra, whatever was there by Gan Eden. The Musa Tehagat in Kop. Nesave, he was Boal Chava, and he saw Odom Chava, Arum and Tashmish, and Nesave lo, Gan Eden, that's your Sprach in Gan Eden. What does the Nochash represent? The Nochash represents that put somebody in the crest of Kedusha, the cup licked in the blotter. His head is in the blotter. That's what the Nochash represents. You're surrounded with the Kedusha, and you're still in blotter. Oro. Shemi, he was the first one after Shvach and cursed. Bracha is when the Kedusha is there, the Kviyas. Oro is when your Kviyas is the Hepecha Kedusha. So the whole Indian of whether you're Shaykh to Bracha, Shaykh to Kolala, is all the fee what we're saying over here. If your Kedusha is Bekviyas, then it can only be Bracha. If your Tum is Bekviyas, Chas V'Shalom, then it's Shaykh Kolala. So Balak says to Bilam, curse them. Curse, go and curse them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Lei soras amki baruch hu." Tipish ba'olam. Look at you. You're the biggest aura that there is in the world. You'll be kvias in the blotter. You'll be kvias in znus. But Klal Yisrael is kiboruch. Klal Yisrael is kibor. Klal Yisrael is, like I mentioned, that kedusha is a kedusha b'etzem. So the klal and bracha is how gufa, and when he turns out that he is mevaruch them, so then he was megala that our kedusha is any, he can't be mekatrig against Klal Yisrael. And that's the sod lehipit oven beyachid. Pasuk in this week's parasha. Leirom al b'Yisrael. Even though there's a Yaakov, but there's a Yisrael, that's why you have a few Yaakov in Yisrael. It's not Toiv Alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Esach Yisrael. Even though you can be Megala that there's a Yaakov in Klal Yisrael, whose Yodah is a Chezes Ba'akev Esav, but that's only the Oyel. I mean, the Hibit Oven BeYaakov, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't look at that Bechal. That's not an Etzem Dikazach. We are Shaykh the Baruch, and you like the Nochash. Bilam is Mamish like the Nochash. He's in Gan Eden, and his head is in the dirt, in the tumah. That's the bechinas oro. Klal Yisrael, even in the biggest tumah, the megala kedusha. And therefore, they're shaykh to be'etzem lo. And Bilam is the one who transfers kedusha. He's the one that takes kedusha from Klal Yisrael and is ba'ilayit. But he's going to have to make it. He's going to have to vomit it out. Chayil bala vayikiyen. And then it's going to be in his bar. Nataki is not. He's not shaykh to the whole inyan. So that's the sod of this week's parasha. That's the sod of Parashas Balak. What he was trying to do, and that's the kesher to Amalek. That tries to be machti Klal Yisrael, and sends the kedusha, the nitzitzon of kedusha through Pagama Bris, sends it into the goyim, and then he wants to show that Klal Yisrael of shaykh to tuma. And the biru against Amalek is always that no, the Klal Yisrael bekvias is shaykh to kedusha, and b'mikra, and the whole thing is b'mikra, and therefore Klal Yisrael shaykh to the bechina of baruch. So first of all, it gives a whole insight into this Rashi over here. This is the whole gili over here, because we just confirm what we said before. Rosh Baruch says, "I'll give you the biggest kedusha to shaykh. If you hold it, then it's kvias." And he used it lera. He can't get out of his nus. His baal asoyno. He can't get out of his nus. He can't get out of his klipa. It's mamish him be'etzim. He's oduk to it, and it's him be'etzim. So what are you playing around with? Alein machiach. What? You're a behemoth. You're worse than a behemoth. You're such a gavi a behemoth. His whole matzav is a behemoth. He hasn't got a prayer. He's behemishkeit. But a person should succumb. It shows that he's got no. So there's a lot of inyanim over here that are very Muslim. I'm saying in a psukim, Moshe, that he says, "Mi monor afa Yaakov," is a pasuk later. Rashi says there, "Oh, mi monor afa Yaakov." Ain chesh be mitzvah shehem mekayim in ba'ofer v'sach rosho b'chamor the scissor crime efe soita efe pora efe soita v'kayotze behem. In other words, offer is when he goes down kashe yerdim ad la'ofer. Offer is always full of corresponds to Klal Yisrael's hashpola, and that's why it says mimona afar Yaakov, right? Yaakov is the hashpola when Klal Yisrael down to offer. Now what do we do when we're down in the offer? What mitzvah can we do over here? We're down in the offer. What mitzvah? Oh, there's a lesach shev chamor. There's an eifah parot. There's an offer soita. Oh, in other words, that's if you what we're saying is moridik muzba. It's the yakim. It's the offer. Yeridim adla offer. When we yeridim adla offer, we only have mitzvahs in mind. This is the whole gili. What's being this gala over here? The yid, stick him in the offer. Stick his head in the offer. Stick his head into the biggest tumah. He's only thinking of mitzvahs. Or mispa is roiva Yisrael. Rivi say in zera yetsim in atash mishalehen. It's all inyonim going down. Oh, but forget even in that the kedusha. So where am I supposed to catch them over here? He's telling Balak, don't say Balak. How can I curse them? There's no mokum bechlam. Everything he's saying is being megala. That their etzem is kodesh. My etzem is tomei, and their etzem is kodesh. And therefore they're only shaykh. Their kedusha is kvi bekaima. And therefore they're only shaykh to. Therefore they're only shaykh to bench them. Vayivorach lekim es yimashiri vayikadosh es. There's a very lot of. And he brings up korbanos to try to show no. He's a heliger. He's got shayachas to wash off sins aliday thing. Lehibit avim beYaakov, leRoa avim beYisrael. Why? Because Hashem Elokei v'Imoy Sruas Melech Boy. Rashi says a Sruas, and Mefarshim says a lashon of Reus, friendship. In other words, Klal Yisrael still cling to Mitzrayim. Even b'shas Aveir, lehibit avim beYaakov, leRoa avim beYisrael. Hashem Elokei v'Imoy Sruas Melech Boy. They were always Sruas, lashon Reya. Tver Shlomo in Rashi says Tver Shlomo says lashon Reya. They were still raying with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even b'shas the avim beYaakov, even b'shas the avim beYisrael, we're still raying. We're still with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In the clipper, in the blotter, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sruas Melech Boy and everything. So later, therefore, there's nowhere where you can get into them. Heim Am Kalavi Yokum, Kishem Oinde Mishinosam, and getting sleeping is Misa. It's a time where Hurim come to a person. And then is Gabram Kalavi, Lachtev is Hamitzes Lubash. Alayla mitosa, it's a man of mazikin come to a person, is the Kore Krishma. It's a duplicate of all the same inyanim. This is the etzim of Klal Yisrael. Also the Matoi Ba'olecha Yaakov, he saw the Pesachim She'im Chavonim Zem Ulzeh, means that Be'etzem we Godor. Bilam was Poyer together, Rashi says earlier, but Be'etzem Klal Yisrael is Godor. Smachzach, there's a Chariga, Smachzach Amol, it can happen sometimes that there's a Chariga. But Lema'isa, Ein Pesachim Chavonim Zem Ulzeh means that Lema'isa, they're Godor. Mela, so after all this, after all these nevuas, Vayokom, Bilam, Vayelach, Vyosher, and Koimoy, Egiga, he went back to his tumah. Vagam, Balakalach, Darkoi, he went back to his tumah. After all this, and Korbonos, Ahin, and Aher, Lamazain, each one goes back. The Midrashim say over here, I'm recording, the Midrashim say over here, Loyach, Kala, Parasha, Kibu. But when somebody is a person always eventually always goes back to his shorish, can have a burst of inspiration, but where is he be'etzim? That's always the zach. It's always bechlal. A person in life's got to know that you can't live in ruchnis from inspiration, because it means if you need the whole time inspiration, it means the be'etzim you're not holding there, and straight out inspiration phases away. A person goes back. A person's got to work on himself. Here we're talking about the yachas between the yid and a goy. Within Klal Yisrael itself, a person's got to realize that a person can't build his whole life over bursts of inspiration, because that goes away, and then he's Yoshev and Mkoymoy. The person's got to be Bonoy and Meyusit in Yiddishkeit. Oh. So this Rosh Bilam wasn't a Siyayish. And here come to a Moritik Zach. Avodah Zarah is the only chet in the Torah, yeah? There's a few chatam where a person's Yotzah Mishem Yisrael. Chil Shabbos Befehesia, Mishnah Bura, the Abdom of Chil Gimu. And Avodah Zarah is Yotzah Mechlal Yisrael. Avodah Zarah is pshat that you've got now a new religion. Chet, Aroi, Yitzchweis, Yitzchora, Chabtzach, Chariga, Yitzchora, Chabt him, overwhelmed him, and that's it. Avodah Zarah means that this is now his religion, this is his Zach. Avodah Zarah, Chmon, Slan, is a way of being oikah the kviyas that you have. This whole kviyas that we said in the whole Shir can be nekar through the chet of Avodah Zarah. And can be also nekar through the chet of Chil Shabbos. Because we said the whole Indian of Shabbos is Vayvarach Lekinesim and Vayikadosh Oisim. And that's why Goy Shabbos is Chayav Misa. Because the Goy is Be'etzim Tomei. Kana Shaykh is the Kviyas de Ketumah. He can be Boilea like Bilam, Kedusha. But that's not Kviyas. A Yid is Kodesh be Kviyas. He's Mechal in Shabbos, but for Esim, Mzalzil so much in Shabbos. So it means he's Megala. He's basically saying, I'm throwing off my Kviyas de Kedusha. This is Yotza Bechlal Yisrael. Yisrael, Hashem Yisrael, is only Mishkan Yisrach Yisrael. It's only the Bechina of somebody's got Kviyas de Kedusha. But Zara is the same thing. So here at the end of the parasha, the Rosh Bilam, he got Klal Yisrael to be Oyvan Aroyas in an Avodah Zarah Dekoyf. And that was the pachad over here. And that's why it's a notion of Aitzomed Yisrael Abal Pa'or. Targum Yerushalmi says, V'idbeku Yisrael Abal Chitavasa. It doesn't usually say such a notion. It's a notion of V'idbeku. And here the Medrash says, Taka, what does it mean? 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 Bilam got them over here through doing Averis Boifun Kavua. In other words, doing an Averis Boifun Kavua means being Oivan Aroyas in an Avoid Zara Dekoif. And that's exactly what he did. He mixed the two together. And she takes out the Avoid Zara and she says, it's Aroyas on an Avoid Zara Dekoif. That's really Takaver Nisukha. And here he was Matsliach. That Rosh Marusha, that low life. It was Matzliach over here in being Mechiach, the Klal Yisrael was Oivan and Isson Arroyas in a Kavua Tekoif. And this was the terrible Kitrug against Klal Yisrael then. That till now the whole parasha was to show that Klal Yisrael hid it on B'Yakov because all our Averis are only B'Mikra. And B'Oifan Kavua was still Dovuk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Over here, he was Megala that they did an Avera where the Aver of Arroyas is Mishkan Nishmin, it's not only a Yitzhar de Kazach. It's a derech hachaim already. Here the kitchuk is very strong, and that's why it says Eloshim Vayitzomet. That's why it says Vayeshev Yisrael Yiviv B'Shitim. Shitim is Yedua Tzemokim. The Ramban I think brings down the common behu. The Rechaim Hakadosh. If Yisham Mokim Mitiv Elo Eret Teva Taiva Bahamis Sibes Eznus. Whatever it's a Mokim, and this is Vayeshev. This is what he was Matzliachim. The Klal Yisrael had a Yeshiva in Eznus. Till now we only have a yeshiva for Talmud Torah, because our kviyas is Talmud Torah, our kviyas is kedusha. And here Bilam was matzliach in making of a yeshiva Yisrael v'shitim, making the znus together with Avodah Zarah. That's why you see that Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is always zeh lo mazeh. Kol Hashem Shabbos kolchasay afil Avodah Zarah moichin al kol avinesa. Because if Hashem Shabbos, then my vorech lekim esim moishavei kadosh esav. Then your kedusha will be bekviyas. And the whole chet of Avodah Zarah is that you make the tumah bekviyas. Arai, you can have two things. Arai, why not? Part-time jobs, I can have two, because arai means by very definition that I can have a few arai jobs. You can be part-time here and part-time there. So together makes full-time boyfriend clothing, but each one is part-time. Like, you can't have a kvias in two places. Either you daven here, you daven there. You can't have a kvias. You can't say I'm kavua here, I'm kavua there. Kvias can only be by one thing. So kol Hashem Shabbos kelchosa. Even if it's an oyd avod zorah. Because if he's got a kviyas in Shabbos, he can't have a kviyas in Avodah Zarah. Because each one's a kviyas. Avodah Zarah is a kviyas in Klipah, and Shabbos is a kviyas, the Kedusha is kviyas kaima. So if you shem Shabbos kelchos, that's your kviyas. And then Avodah Zarah, even though it's usually Aradik, even though it's usually a kviyadik, a tumma of a kviyas, but even kavua, but if you shem Shabbos kelchos, then Avodah Zarah is Aray. So it works there, luma there. Here, the Averis was a kevadik Averis. Pinchas, who's Elio, who's Mavasa the Geula, who's Megala the Sod of Mashiach, so he had to come here and get involved over here and bring out the Sod, bring out the Tifi Sod. That even Klal Yisrael and the Chai Governor, and that's already the whole story with the Pinchas, with the Shalasi Shev Shimon, the couple of Sfarim, Tifa Cheshboinus they had. Moshe Wolfson goes very far with it. Tifa Cheshboinus. Okay, that's already a Sodom Mashiach. That's when I get that. Pinchas is Megala. That's in a Pinchas. Eliyahu Megala the Geula. There you needed a real Sodom Mashiach to come out to be Megala. The Be'etzim, even in the Chai Gavne, there was something over here. But it was a terrible Magefa. 24,000 people died. That's the mindset of the Sod of the Parasha. That's the Be'etzim, the Sod of the Parasha. Bilam and Bolok and Amalek and all the Psukim and the Yaakov and the Yisrael. and the Mardika Kedusha that Hashem gave Bilam, but he can't stay away from his Zunus. And the Yidin, however low we go, we're still calling out to Rabbi Shalom, it's Mamash Azelu Mazeh. He tried to be Mechiach with his Korbonas, because Korbonas are Mechiach, that Inyan. But it's Ashen Blotta, it's Shtusim, it's Havel of Havalim, his whole Inyan of Korbonas is not Shaykh to that Bechlal by him, it's only Inyan by Yokor. Any Kedusha that he has is only a Mikra, he's a Ganef, and then he has to give it back to us. And Klal Yisrael is Be'etzim Shaykh to Inyan of Kedusha. Mela, this is the limit schus. We said the limit schus and Klal Yisrael before the 3 weeks begin. That Rabbi Shalom sees from this week's parasha that Yidin Be'etzim always want to call out to Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom sees the mias of the goyim. Rabbi Shalom sees the mias of the goyim. Rabbi Shalom sees the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. When you put the Yid next to the goy, you put Moshe next to Bilam. This is the parasha where Rabbi Shalom stands Moshe Rabbeinu, the Heilige Moshe Rabbeinu, next to Bilam Rashi. It says, "I gave you nevuah, and look what you did with it. I gave you nevuah, the same nevuah, and lahavad, look what you did with it." And Bemis is a very important nekudah of chizuk, and that is that the Yitzhahara, when he's machdei yid to do an avera, he always tries to be machim to do more and more averas until he brings yirsh. What happens when a person is meyayish? That becomes his kaviyah de kamatzif. Yirsh means that's it. That's why yirsh is a din in Geneva. I mean, all the kedusha that he's got is all gegambit from us. He's trying to make us into a yirsh. That we should be meyayish, that he can keep the kedusha, and then he's going to keep the kedusha, and he's going to say that the kedusha is kavu of a kind of ben, and that's evet zechmachin for Hashem Shabbos. We remind him that goy shishavas chayv misa. That's the biggest rishus. For them come the biggest nafila. But yid must never fall into yish, because as soon as he falls into yish, he's making their kedusha kaima that they have, and he's making his tumah that the chachman and slan. He's meyayish. I might as well do it again. I might as well do it again and again, which means he's making that his kavua. It's mamish the opposite. That's the terrible zach of Yish. That's from the Deutsch, Tamil Mashem to Koch. Don't be meyayish, don't be meyayish, don't be meyayish. Other Rabba climb out of it, be besimcha. And why? Because that's gufa. Every person does an avera. And then he swings back. Swings back to the Rosh Hashanah. What's he been mechadeh? What's he been negala? Negala the avera is a mikra. Where do I really belong? I really belong in Kiddusha. Either Goy's got my Kiddusha already, I'll have to give it back if he's done. Or Aya, it belongs to you. He sits the whole day in Zunus. And you are sich gemacht, but now you're back in Kedusha. As soon as there's a sibba to be Miyayish, and that's the rishus of the Yitzhahar. He wants us to be Miyayish. He wants us to be Miyayish because he wants the Kedusha by the Goyim to stay. And the Tumah by Klal Yisrael to become a Kuvua. He's trying to be Kuvaya Tumah by Klal Yisrael and be Kuvaya Kedusha by the Umas Oilam. Where in reality, it's Mamash Baket. By them, it always remain a kviyas of tumah, and by us, it will always remain a kviyas of kedusha. So, yid has to come out of this parasha. Yeah, ever long the golos is, ever long things are, ever long it looks chas v'sham, it looks like there's a mokum for yush, but we must realize that chas v'chalila, there's never ever a mokum for yush. And faked, the most dangerous thing is to be miyayish. You're giving it to him on a silver platter. You're giving kedusha to the klipa on a silver platter. The rosh merusha is bilam. His one is belaya or kedusha. And it becomes an avodah zara dikoyfim. Yush is avodah zara. Yush means that Rabbi Shalom can't help you anymore. That's it. Rabbi Shalom doesn't want you anymore. It's an avodah zara dikoyfim. And that's what he wants. We must tell him that even if he chapped Kedusha from us, we want it back. We're back into Kedusha. We're back with Kedusha. Swing back. Swing back. That's how all the Svarim talk about it. Even the worst Averis, even Averis have become a bris with the Zohar Kodesh says that there's no tshuva on such a thing. There is tshuva, it's also for you to be miyash. And Acher, even though Acher heard, even Acher heard from all the psukli, psukecha, from all the children, that's it, and he's got no tshuva, his mistake was that he was miyash. And him being miyash, he became a him being miyash, that turned the tables completely. A Yid must never be miyash. Yeah, and it's never be miyayish. Miyayish means that you're playing into the hands. That's mamash what Bilam was trying to do over here. That we have kedusha, bekviyas is Bilam. And a yidin, even that kedusha is only bimikra. Horai, look, he did that aver. He's doing that aver. It's become his dovah shabuk, become his kviyas now. However many times a yid falls, he has to get up straight away. He might fall again, he'll get up straight away. Fall again, get up straight away. Kisheva yipot tzadik v'kom. That's what he had. Then the Yid read, then the Yid's Megalib from there, the Chet only brought him to his Garavus, and the Chet made him to Brochen, and he wants to Rabban Shalom, he wants to be good. And then he shows just how the Chet grabbed hold of him, but it wasn't Shaykh to him, Bechlad. And then at the same time, there, when that happens, then the Rabban Shalom's Machriach, That's the sod of Yom Kippur. That's the sod of Yom Kippur. Kippur is megalad and that oimik. Yiddish is the tshuva. It's the zman of kapora. It's the zman of tshuva. And that's why Yiddish to be mechazik before the 3 weeks. It's after so many years already. Enocha 3 weeks. Enocha yon golas. Another yon golas. Yiddish to realize that chas v'shalom we must be minyayish and we must have tikva and hope that avada the matzah that we're in is not the kaviyas the kamatzah. It's not the kaviyas the kamatzah. It's only an aray dekamatzah. How long can an aray dekamatzah be? It's almost 2,000 years already. Yeah, it's an aray dekamatzah. The more yids kochts in that it's an aray dekamatzah, is the quicker the goyim will be belayer the kedusha back to us, and the quicker Mashiach will come. Speedily nowadays, b'korav merim yimeinu amen.
Balak's donkey told Bilam,
"Why are you trying to be oiken umah chagegas gimel regalim?" The whole union of Gimel Regalim was coming to the Beis Hamikdash. That's when they used to bring up all the Kabbalahs. So that's the Yom Tovim of Klal Yisrael, like Shabbos and Yom Tov. Those are the times which is a chizuk to Klal Yisrael that we can wash off all our avers. That's when they used to come and bring up, besides the Chagiga and the Oros Riyah, they used to bring up all the Kabbalahs. That was Zman of Avos Kabbalahs. Zman of Avos Kabbalahs means Yom Tovim was a time that took away all the years that Klal Yisrael had. Time when we came to Beis Hamikdash, we came to a place where we felt mamish to Enachanami, Kedushas Akvius, Enachanami, Kedushas Akvius. And all the avers that we did in the whole last Kufa, we washed off, we washed away. Bilam, it's Azai Rosha, he's trying to bring Azai Yish and Klal Yisrael. He's now the Balabas of Kedusha, and Atum is Be'etzim. So he's trying to be Oike, the Umach, Hagegas Gimel Regalim. Because Gimel Regalim, is mamish the time of chizuk Klal Yisrael. When he came back to the Beis Hamikdash, on Yom Tov, they felt that this is our mokum, this is our home, this is our mokum kavua. It's a Beis Hamikdash, it's a bias. This is our mokum kavua. We've got so many averus. Seder, that's why we brought up just now the korbanos, and we're washing off. That's kufa. That's why it's leiro panai reikum. You can't just come to the Beis Hamikdash. There's two things when you come to the Beis Hamikdash. There's two parts of us. There's kedusha and the tumah of the averus that we've done. Kedusha is the kriyas, and the avera is zmani. You come to Beis Hamikdash, you got to do two things. Come to the Beis Hamikdash, you come to the Mokum Hamikdash, you come to a place which has kedusha, and there we feel the Mokum kavua of kedusha. But besides that, you got to be machiach that your averas are only mikra, only zmani, and can be washed off. For that, you got to bring korbanos. If there's no yom tov and there's no akrovas korbanos, then it seems like if there's no Krabbis Kabbalahs, then it seems like that there's no, our Tumah doesn't get washed off. And the Tumah Chas V'Shalom is an Inyanu, and the Tumah becomes an Inyanu Kavua. So I said, the Samigdash was a Mokum that had to do, and had to do two things. The Mikdash was a Mokum that had to be two things. And to come to feel our Kavis Kedusha, and with that you can wash off all our Veirs, which is through the Kabbalahs. And that's why Lairo Panay Reikon. Part of feeling the kabiyas of the kedusha is feeling the aray of the mikra, the aray of all our veirs, and that's dafka like the maralz is through the korbanos. That's where the two go together. You have to bring up a korb. You come to Beis Hamikdash, you bring up korbanos. Loiro panay reiko means that you're not wishing away your veirs. Your veirs are kavua. How can you feel that kedusha is kavua if your veirs are kavua? What's the point of coming reiko? What's the point of coming without korbanos? You have to come with korbanos, and then you get rid of the mikra of averus, and you bring yourself back to the feeling that our kedusha is the bechinas kriya v'kayma. So it's because of the same yisod that Bilam was trying to oike. Bilam tries to bring the moedikay. He's like a ganef that wants to keep the zeil. The ganef that wants to keep the zeil. He's boilei kedusha, and he wants to keep the kedusha. So he makes us, he brings years to Klal Yisrael, and that's where he keeps the. That's where he hopes to keep the kedusha. Moedika Pasha of Yidin to be Mechazik themselves. That Rosh Marusha was bringing out Atoyba Lachiyag and bring out all the Mailas of Klal Yisrael. He stayed with his Blotter and he stayed with his Tumor. He's Megala. Whenever a Goy dares say that he's got Kedusha, if you give us Kedusha, we'll be Kedusha Be'etzer. Milochem God will be Bilam. The greatest person that ever lived amongst you. And he was the biggest lowlife at the same time. Can't climb out of it, so that's him Be'etzer. If you can't climb out of his Nus, a yid, even the biggest lowlife, he has the inspiring Shabbos. At least for that Shabbos, he'll get out of it. I mean, Bilam in the Nevuah is completely the whole time. He's Baal HaSoyna. The whole time he's only got one thing in mind. He can't climb out of his Tumah. He can't climb out of a Tumah. That's because that's your Tumah Be'etzer. And Baruch Hashem says, "I gave you the Nevuah just to be Megala, then nothing will help you. Nothing will help you. your kavua v'kayim and tumah. Nothing will help. Vayidin is also bechinu. Nothing will help us. Kodesh Baruch Hu soif Yisrael lachzik b'tshuva. Soif Yisrael lachzik b'tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu won't let vayidin chas v'shalom stay in the gutter. To take our kviyas, to uproot us from our shayrish. It's such a big sugya. I don't want to go into the. You're here already. This whole sod came to me from a whole different makom. The whole sod came to me from. This is a whole complaint of Balak. This is a whole pachad of Balak. They are bold with Tibet's Kalash Osi Israel and Moiri. Yoga Moyov. The Pshat is that the whole Kiyim, the whole Chiyas that the Goyim have, the whole Kiyim of the Goyim is from the Kedusha that they steal from us. Without the Kedusha they steal from us, they've got no Kiyim Bechlav. So when we take it back, that's the bittle, that's how we machniya the goyim. How we machniya the goyim? When we machniya the goyim by us taking the kedusha. When we live amongst them, so we empty them of their kedusha, and that's how we machniya them. So when Balak saw this, he sees we're going to an ummah, and somehow we machniya the ummah, negate baita, machniya the ummah. Why? Because all the kedusha that they have, which is their kiyim, which is their whole strength, which is the kedusha, belongs to us. So when we go to them, we force them into our shavas aveda, into a mitzvah veishiv. And once we take it's our kedusha. And once we take mashalano, we take that back. That's the hachno. So that's what Balak. That's what made Balak very scared. He said, "I don't understand. We've got these giants. Sichon oig. What's the sod? What's the sod of Klal Yisrael? What's the sod? The sod is the Klal Yisrael." Through the kedusha, are taking it back. It belongs to them. So they just take back their zach, and that's the bittel of the bittel of klipa. When you take out the chiyas, that's the bittel of klipa. So maybe that's why they came to the plan that we've got to find a way that it should be our kedusha, and they shouldn't have any more shlita on the kedusha. They should be tomei, and the kedusha should stay by us, and that's how we'll have a kiyum. So that's through the whole bracha and klala. Bilam is the one that gives the goyim. He's the bank. He gives the goyim the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So Balak says we've got to do something to keep the kedusha back, because they're just coming and taking the kedusha back. The way to do that is to make the kedusha kavua ba'as, and to make the chas v'shalom by the Eden should be the thing. So that's how the whole parsha began. So that fits into the whole plan and how everything. They saw it was unnatural. They saw it was unnatural. You can't be stumbi koivish sichem oig with weapons, with ammunition. There must be much more to it. As soon as they heard Megala that their whole kiyum is a gegamba the kiyum from Klal Yisrael, so then he saw that his whole kiyum is at risk. We've got to keep this kedusha of Klal Yisrael by us. We've got to make it a kviyas by us. So let's be metame then be kviyas, and then we'll keep the kedusha by kviyas. And when a yid is meyayish in his matzav, he's poshut giving them, he's saying, keep all the kedusha. Keep all the kedusha. He's giving them a chiyas. He's giving them a nitzchis de kachiyas, and he's destroying himself. That's the pachad of Yush. Yeah. So Abbas Mingdash, it looks like there's not a chiyas anymore. Kedusha. It looks like the tumas chaptam to us. Our chiyas and tuma. And Yisrael is a chas v'shalom. Never, ever to think. It's in the midst of a farasim azarazach. Let a person be nitzchal 1,000 times. On Yush. Get up, you mechazik yourself again, and do it again. Don't do it. I'm saying if it's machzik, then do it again. But each time, be ma'oira and be nisoira. And then they'll never be able to recoin it, the Yush. Sukkah says, V'lakachtam lachem v'yem erishayim. Chazal say, "Lakachtem lachem rishon lachesh ben avoyis." So Sukkos is the yom rishon. Sukkos is the rishon lachesh ben avoyis. And the whole inyan of Sukkos is say midiras keva, but sheb midiras arai, because the rishon lachesh ben avoyis. Cheshvan Avoinus, we have to show that all our Avoinus are only Aradik. So Cheshvan Avoinus is, in other words, Tzevedir's Keva means don't make this now your Keva. And then it says there is Arad. And maybe, therefore, that's how Eid has Tikva. And therefore, the Sugya of Yirush is in Adulim Adozim. So it's a Nishmi Yayish Zan Cheshvan. It could be a Lerishin of Cheshvan Avoinus, Nishmi Yayish Zan. Tzadikim held that. Tzadikim held that Chalal not to talk to Bachram about the Inyanim of Kedusha of Gamma Briz. Chalal not to talk about it to them. You know, the Chumrish of Boy, Ahin and Ahe. He had to talk, but not talk about the Chumrish of Boy, bring years to them. Tzadikim that held, wait till after the Chasna, and then they should be Mechaba and the Chatas Norim. Of a tell a person, tell a Bachar that there's no Tikva, there's no Tshuva for these Inyanim. Boy should bring years to him. I'm sure they held till after the Chasna not to speak to them about it. It's not a Ebze Chumra. I've had them with Avredin today, of a positive level. We're not on no tshuva, no dos. It's just bringing years to a person. He needs to know that years is the worst thing. So Nachman was Yidua, the Nachman was in Breslau, but Tzvi Soime, it's Yidua, the Yisod, you know, it's such a Yisod, that's their Zach. Nachman was the one that came out with a hachroza. A person must never be miyayish. Ein yish boilam. People think that ein yish boilam is only giving a person chizuk. Nachman meant ein yish boilam is the most dangerous thing. Yish is the most dangerous thing. How can Mashiach come if they get the kviyas? If they're shoylet boy from kavua, how can Mashiach come? Even though the shoylet for almost 2,000 years, they're still gone. They're gone. They have a huge storage of kavua to kedusha from us. As long as we're not meyayish, they have to give it back at some point. Better give it back. Chas v'shalom, a person's meyayish, they don't even keep it. So they have ammunition to last them lenetzach. Chas v'shalom. The 8 years boylam, don't give it to them. Don't give it to them. They're going to be coined by years. Don't do that. And then the person himself, the choyte himself, is going to become his tumah. He's going to change your bilum, chas v'shalom. His tumah is going to become the kviyas. He's just going to go weiter and tiefer and tiefer and tiefer and tiefer and tiefer. Big yisoid. Bilum's tumah is the kviyas. Our tumah is not the kviyas. Our tumah is the mikra. It doesn't matter how many times we choyte. Our tumah is the mikra. And the raya that we keep on running back to the Rabban Shalom. That's the biggest raya. That's the biggest raya. It's a shvachar dor. It's a mamshi dor cholosh al moed. Not me, I just have to say. Rashi brings down. This matzah over here is the shvachar dor matzah. It's worse than the chet ha'eva. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. Sa'alim men halacha. Here, Hema Boichim, Sa'alim men halacha. This was the worst matzah Klal Yisrael been in. Go kulim b'chirim son of crying. The eagle of Moshe connected shishim riboy. The kan rofa yodov. Moshe Rabbeinu the manik doesn't know what to do. It looked like this is the end. So Pinchas, he came and showed there's no such thing as the end. No such thing as chas v'shalom left. That's it. He took away years. Go kulim b'chirim. This is the end. Moshe Rabbeinu, strong, the one who always came out, even by the eagle. This egg with the eagle, and the egg of the eagle is no going back on. Pinchas showed them Shtar Zazach. And that's why he was able to become a Leon Rabbi. Zayin along the Golas, we'll cry. It could be a matzav, we don't know where to turn anymore, we don't know what to do anymore. And then a Leon Rabbi will come to him and ask him. And that's Pinchas early on. So Mamish Bilam bought it almost till he almost was Matzliach. Go Kulam of Priya. Mamish Rabbeinu lost his Zach. Almost a matzav of years. He almost had a Bilam. Pinchas took it away. Not get too long. It should be a Batoya, which is over the surface. You're saving yourself from Chas V'Shalom. Every time you get up, you're showing them that it's money. Do the same Aveir again. Do the same Aveir 100 times. But every time you do Tshuva in between, so you're showing that each time it's only his money, because you keep on running back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're showing your Shorash comes from Hashem. All these people that I mean, a lot of these young people, these Nashrim, the pshat is that because the whole warp matzav today is, the pshat is that they tell the boys that they're failures, you know, that if they're not the most mutzlach, so nothing will become of you. Sure, so that's Yush. That's Mamish Bilam's raid. Mamish Bilam's deborn. Then they go completely off. Cut themselves off completely. You're not mutzlach, you're out of society. If you can't learn the whole day, then you're goy. That's the problem today. Male in the modern world, so they're exposed to kol davar shebaase. Male, schabtzach the yitzchora, hin and ahead, they get over it. But when you tell a person that he's a failure, you tell a person that you're not going to grow up anything, or you're not learning the whole day, you're telling him, say that. You're telling him that you're noflav leisokum oid chas v'shalom. Even if you see a person going downhill, don't be miyat, you'll be something, avada, you're good, not everybody's cut out for it. And you know, you've got to know how to balance the one hand giving Muslim, one hand. In my own experience, Stamin and teacher, I've always seen that when you talk positive to the boy, there's Adarava. That's the only way he climbs out of everything. Adarava. Bistak Guta. What are we telling the Bochum? We're telling the Bochum that Batoya we just spent the last hour on. The Etzim Bistak Gita. Satzach Gechab. Satzach Gechab 1,000 times. Satzach Gechab. The Etzim the Bistak Gita. So then he comes back. Once you tell him, Bistak Kan Gita. Mecham can always tell you, don't tell a child you're a bad boy. Don't tell him that. Why? Because that's a shtempel of kriyas. You're just being kovei or something. You're a bad boy. That's just being kovei or something about it. You're a good boy. And everyone has their nefilas. Which means be'etzem yishayach. Be'etzem yishayach avada temachni Yisrael. But somebody who's not the best and maybe is a halba goy. It's kind of toyer gered. Tzadik Amazon understood this in you. Not to be miyayish. The Baruch Shem is a tzal. He wasn't miyayish from any yid. That's the word. He wasn't miyayish, and that's why he brought them all back. He wasn't miyayish from the yid. People thought he was meshiga. People said, "Ez a goy, what are you dealing with him for? Ez a goy, you miyayish with him? If you miyayish with him, so you send him to Parshas Bilo. You miyayish with him? In the Zman Shabbos Midrash Kaim, he couldn't bring a korban. You miyayish with a yid? You miyayish yid? It's the biggest kitchug on Klal Yisrael to be miyayish with a yid." Giving the goyim so much koyach, you're giving all the clippers and all the tevez shabayilam, you're giving them all when you miyash with the yid. Tzadik HaEmes saw that a yid is kosher, and there's going to be a sod, and there's going to be a sod of Mashiach, and there's going to be a sod that's going to be megal, and not even to go so deep. Don't be miyash. When I was in Los Angeles last time, there was a yid there. And the koil there, he was 70 years old and he was learning Gemara for the first time, the second day, whatever, not the first time I saw him, but he just recently came, he started becoming from, he's 70 years old and he was learning Gemara, he's sitting in the Chassidish koil over there, Heinik, what's the name, Rav Heinik, he's sitting in that koil over there, he was almost learning, 70 years old, came in Miyash with a yid. It's exactly what Bilam is looking for. Yish means that the tumor. By the goyim is there for keeps. Yish means that the yid is now be'etzem tomei. It's a you're making him into a oyda v'dizorach. Chas v'shalom. Yeah. And get the psiris. That's the biggest limit schus and Klal Yisrael. Year after year you go through. through 3 weeks, you go through a Tisha B'Av. When Napoleon couldn't understand why, he said if the Yidden are still crying so many years later, so similar as the Beis Hamikdash is still a leib b'dikazach. Kazeir min ha'meis shishtakach min ha'leiv. If it's a toitazach, it should be forgotten already. As b'ken ha'rvainen, it means it's a leib b'dikazach. In other words, like the same word. Not a bezin liyayish, that's it. It's a toitazach. You have to go back and shivach with the same tzpia, with the same hope, it's hapach ver, it's sasa, it's simcha. And I hear sometimes people say, they don't even know what they're saying, they don't mean it. But they say, it's azach shek, azach, you know, who says Mashiach's coming soon, how can he come, look at the door, it's so bad. You know, they talk so yirshtik. It's a gefel chazach. Because it's talk, I know, trotz dem, where everything's so bad, look how many Yidin are coming back, look how many Yidin are so stuck on the internet, they're still coming to davening. It's not just a nice way of speaking and a just lazy way of speaking. You know, it's emes. Is they kick the damn Eibishter? That's how the Eibishter looks at something like that. It's such a shvera door. It's such a. We just went to London. They had a meeting in the yeshiva. We have a seret about what to do next year with the what's the name with the berry, blackberries with the this and how to combat that. And then they got movies of this. And they let them take a laptop and a few people sit together and watch a movie. What's better? You let them take a blackberry. So he's going to watch the movie under the pillow and under the blanket. Like it's a shvera door. And now I was in Bobov in Stamford Hill. Bobov has a beautiful shul. They took over an old English shul, like 200 years old, and enormous old English shul. You know how they used to build shuls, and they made it into a Bobov and Beis Medrash. Beautiful, they redid the whole thing. So you know, I'm used to learning in bells, so I like a nice big Beis Medrash. So I was learning there Shabbos afternoon, and I saw a shmooze from Rebbe Zion. Rebbe Zion was from the Bobov Rebbe. And he was writing there, Mamish, he was talking against their going to the country, so the wife and the kids go to the country, the Minigan Americas, and the husband stays in, and he writes there, he says, and the husband stays at home, him alone with a blackberry. Saying they had a shmooze, and they printed, this was the Tvatoyer of that week, they gave a printer, it was like the Kutasichas in Chabad, they have a, how can you leave, how can you in a Petropis Laroys, how can you leave their husbands there alone, and how can you think, and you have to make sure that even in Galato alone, every night to eat dinner together, in Boba Vibes Medrash, all the ones whose wives are in the country have to get together, and have to prava, they have to spend their spare time, they come back from thing, have to come to Shul. That was the one I was thinking to myself, on one hand, you're talking to a door, where a Rebbe has got to, and probably a Shalosh Shul, I don't know why he said that to you. But he's got to speak like Rachel Bitcha Aktana about blackberries and about the women going. It's a chassidus, you know. I'm not much grep in these achim. And here it's kolakavotim. And here he's got to speak Rachel Bitcha Aktana. Who's far doorway? Of a mitzacheni. Baruch Hashem, you see a door. You see Eden will. It's a door. It's vaytzomed. It's a shtickle vaytzomed. His name is chapping us. He's chapping. It's a shtickle vaytzomed. As long as the Yid remains a Ma'amin, remains the Rebbe Shalom knows the struggles we're going through, because that's how Yid's going to, that's how he's going to be able to come in. Not to think there's that terrible door, Mashiach's never going to come. Chas v'chal, chas v'chal. People speak like that. It's a terrible dach. It's a terrible dach. Now people have seen already coming Miyash Yid. When the Baruch Trevor came out 40 years ago, the Indian, it mustn't be Miyash from a Yid, and the Yid is love of Kaddish, people thought he was baloney. These people, they give up Yiddishkeit there, the kids are not from, and they're not doing anything, not keeping a single mitzvah, they're lost, finished, that's it. And he said now already everybody sees the payers, but then it was a blik for Natsadik. Every year, you know, you see Avochim come in and how they go out. Some people they work 8 hours and they learn an hour. The hour, that's the kaveh, that's the kafiz, itim la Torah, that's the kaveh, itim, that's the lashon kafiz. It could be 10 hours they're working. As long as they have to know it's arai, But the hour that they're learning, that's kavua. So that's a person is where his kviyas is. So, right, and the same thing. Person's done two averas. Person's done 10 averas and 3 mitzvahs in one day. Chas v'shalom. Let's say. But if when he did those mitzvahs, he felt das is mir, and the rest I'm getting verschleppt, and the rest I'm getting verschleppt. So pshat is he'll be okay. He'll be okay. Yes, and the Yitzhar is going to tell him, forget, the Yitzhar is going to tell him, what are you now going to Daven Ma'ariv for? What's the steam in Ma'ariv? You went now to do an Avera, you went now to do whatever, you did something very bad, and I go into Daven Ma'ariv. What's Hakstein Chinik? Terence says, that person goes to Ma'ariv, he walks into Beis Medrash, he says, this is my kvius. The rest, I was a Vegishleft, but this is now my kvius. So that's the same Indian, that's the Indian of kvius iteratoria. As long as this is your kvius, as long as this is where your kvius is, so maybe you feel that Machne Yisrael lets you kviz. Machne Yisrael lets you kviz. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't measure in quantity. Doesn't mention kviz in Yiddishkeit. Doesn't mention quantity. That's why Dafke says that you know kveiit in the Torah. It's talking about somebody who's not Torahsim Nosei. So a person might say, no, it's not Torahsim Nosei. Enish kan koyli yingaman. No, is that garnished? Here that comes along the Torah and says, no, you should be kaveh in the Torah. If you kaveh in the hour, you feel your mamish in the Torah, is that's your kviyas. There's nothing to drag you away. The rest is a mail of all the aradik. Look about to look at Yid. All the Yidin, but there ain't no honor. So you have to shoot some of those people come. I'm just trying to bring out the wonders in the country. They put the towers down, they go and they flip with the blackberry, they put it down, they start doubling. Chazoros Hashatz. They're getting verschleppt from it. It's a koyach. You see that the Rishon says that the Sitrach is now trying to work, trying to fear our ribbons, trying to carry over our kviyas onto that. The other Abba, the davening is the ara, and as soon as there's a gap in the davening, bang, you're onto that again. That's what he's trying to do now. In other words, now he needs the Mari de Kabiru now. Where's the kviya? Who's got Kedusha b'kviyas and who's got Tumah b'kviyas? And now's the time, you know, when the Yid comes into shul, he has to realize that this is my kviyas now, put it away. You know, put it away. This is now my kviyas. And it's Sitrach is trying to come to a place which is supposed to be our kviyas for Torah, and he's making us busy with our things. He's trying to drag us away and make the Sitrach into our kviyas. He's trying. It's gonna be a big failure, Mr. Shah. Well, it's true, and everything's going to be misabach, not failing. The oil, and we should be the glue of Yeah.